Hello, everyone. I'm Brana Breslin. Welcome to Yana LV, where we're on a mission to normalize mental health discussions and foster a supportive community. Yana stands for You Are Not Alone, and that's exactly what this show is all about. Here in the Lehigh Valley and beyond, we're breaking barriers and challenging the stigma surrounding mental health. Through candid conversations, expert insights, and personal stories, we're exploring the highs and lows of mental health and well-being all together. Today, we're thrilled to be joined by actor Oakes Fegley. So, Oakes, do you want to give like a little brief intro? Like, is there anything you want to say?
Yeah, sure. I've been acting since I was around 7 years old, and I sort of started a little bit on stage. All my family are actors, and I sort of started getting into it through them, and quickly moved to sort of the film and TV space. I was in a couple TV shows at a pretty young age, and then booked a couple, larger feature films, and have sort of built a career off that, and continued to work. I'm always looking for different things, and I just filmed the second season of Dark Matter, which is our show on Apple TV, and excited to sort of see that come out, hopefully pretty soon. But yeah, that's it. I've been working for a while, and definitely have somewhat of a unique take because I've been doing it since I was so young.
Yeah, that's great. So how did you first get interested in acting? I know you just said how, you were in the acting world since you were young. So like, what role did like your early experiences play in shaping like your confidence and self-perception?
Yeah, I mean, I think one thing that is interesting when you're like a young person kind of getting into it, it's definitely unique, of course, and I'm sure everybody has a different experience. But for me, I was very much, when you're a kid, you have less fear, you have less inhibitions, and you're a little bit more, well, you're not quite, socially aware in a lot of ways. So in that way, it actually becomes somewhat easier to not be scared of going out there and just sort of doing things. And that's how it was for me. So my first couple of projects, there's definitely a little bit of pressure, a lot of pressure. It's a lot of work, and it's something that I had to sort of get used to being on a set and being, responsible for everybody's time and respectful of that. But, I think it's different when you're getting into it, when you're younger, and you're sort of, if that makes any sense,
yeah, that makes
you're
sense.
Less, you're less scared to just try things out in a
Yeah,
way, which
definitely.
I think is really awesome, but also, it comes with its own challenges as well, for sure.
Yeah. I'm not around, so even though like myself, I'm not an actor, even though that would be so cool, but I was just talking about, so I'm in like this dreams class at my school, and we were just talking about like when you're like, talk about your nightmares when you're a kid. And honestly, it made me think about how like I wrote about like in the essay how like when I was a kid, I did whatever. Like I had like a little obsession with Michael Jackson, and I would moonwalk everywhere. Like it was really weird, but I like didn't care. Like I, so yeah, I totally get what you're saying. Like I feel like when you're a kid, like honestly, like you kind of do whatever because it's like you don't really care too much what other people are saying, what other people think, and like you're not really aware of that either, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
So yeah, I
absolutely.
think that's definitely like I feel like anyone could relate to that to like some like extent when they're a kid.
Yeah, for
So
sure.
many actors experience high pressure environments from a young age. So how did you navigate that pressure like growing up in this industry?
Yeah, I mean, I think, like I mentioned, it comes with its own challenges, and I think it's definitely a really high pressure environment. I sort of mentioned being responsible for everybody's time. One thing when you're an actor that nobody really talks about, I feel like, very much, is that you are sort of, I mean, but from the second you start rolling or we're working on something, and we're, doing 15 takes maybe of a given shot for a given scene, there's a lot of time that goes into it. And there's a lot of time where you are genuinely responsible sort of for everybody else that's there. So if you don't come prepared and you're not ready to go right away, that's time that everybody has to sit there and wait. And and work with you and build that up. And sometimes there's a sometimes that can be good, right? Sometimes you need that time. Sometimes you need that time to build the chemistry with your co-stars and get the vision that the director is trying to accomplish, right? And bring that to life on screen. But also, if you're not coming prepared and you're genuinely just wasting people's time, then that's a problem. And I think that's something that as a, when you're a kid, when you're growing up, I think you're not as aware of those sorts of things. So
Yeah,
that's
definitely.
something I would always heard when I was younger, when I was on set, that people were very much like, thank you for being mature, Oaks, and thank you for being professional. And that's really what it is just being professional and being aware of that. But also that means you're not able to just goof around like a kid, right? So at the same time, when you're a kid, you sort of want to be able to play around and want to be able to sort of have that childhood freedom, which you have to give up a little bit of that for that professionalism, and you have to be sort of willing to do that. You know what I mean?
So I know obviously I'm sure you enjoy acting, but like when you were younger, did you kind of miss that, like, oh, I kind of wish I was like my classmates or other like kids my age, I have to be more mature than them. Like what kind of went through your mind like during that?
Yeah, I think absolutely. But I was really lucky to have a family that valued me being in real school. Or me and my two siblings, like we've always been in normal schools. We've always done sort of different things. My brother went through a Waldorf school. My sister went to Performing Arts High School and Charter High School in the Lehigh Valley. She went to Charter Arts. And I sort of took my own path. I sort of wanted to be more focused on academics. So I went to Swain and then I went to Moravian after that. And so I think I always wanted to be in a real school environment. And my parents recognized that despite my work. You know what I mean? I think I was lucky enough to have teachers and have, people at the schools that I went to willing to work with me and willing to allow that to happen. But yeah, I think that's something that was really important to me was like being able to be a kid when I wasn't working. Because you have to, like I said, you have to give that up when you're in a professional space. So I think being able to come back to school and just be another one of the kids doing whatever, I think that's was always something that I really loved doing. And in a certain sense, I'm still doing that now. I go to school at Syracuse University and very much value not only my education, but also sort of being in a normal social environment that's not completely surrounded by work. Because to be frank, I think like that gives me a certain advantage in certain ways. I think I value that and it makes me feel safer and comfortable in my own life and career and whatnot. So I think that's always something that I've valued and I continue to value.
100%, I agree with you. I think education is so important. And, even if you're in the spotlight, I feel like it's still so vital to keep continuing. And, like, I think one of my role models, Natalie Portman, like, she went to Harvard. And, like, that is, like, I feel like that is so excellent. Like, I feel like that is a person, like, honestly, you, like, that people should look up to. It's like, yeah, you can have your, not like fame, but like, you can pursue other interests, but also keep in mind education is how you get more power, how you get more knowledgeable. It is so important, like not saying it should like be everything. Like obviously I feel like the key to life is honestly balance, but I feel like not forgetting that education exists and that it is so helpful in so many ways, I think is so important. So I think that's so great that like, and we did go to school together. That's how I know you. So I
Yeah,
think it's like
exactly.
that's great. Like you went to a real high school, not just did like online. Like I know some actors, like I read up about it before interview, how like some actors did a lot of online school and that kind of, or even if they did online school, it didn't even feel like a real education, if that
Well,
makes sense.
there's a social aspect too, I think that's really important. As much as like I said, as much as I value my education, I think a lot of it also comes down to being in a social environment with people who aren't necessarily actors and aren't in that world. because you learn a lot from different types of people. And I think for me, like I value my friendships with people who are outside of that sphere, as well as, of course, I love my friends who are as well, but it's just a different type of life that everybody's you I think it's valuable to meet different types of people,
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
and it even helps my work, you know, it informs my work talking to different people and sort of listening to their experiences. You're always able to bring that to the next role that you're playing, and imagine, you know, playing a role of somebody that reminds you of somebody you know, and you always have something that you can bring to the table. I think that's also really valuable.
Yeah, it gives you like a unique perspective for sure. Could you share a role or project that challenged you emotionally and how you coped with it?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Like maybe your first role, I'm
Yeah.
not sure, anything just to help you
I
out.
think I've definitely there's emotional challenges with every role. I think one that comes to mind specifically, I did an episode on an anthology series on Fox called Accused, and I played a character with sort of severe mental illness, and he ends up doing some really horrible things at the end of the episode. And it was really difficult for me to sort of weigh the emotional toll that it was taking on me while I was filming it, but also, you know, thinking about how it would be received and thinking about how the project itself will be viewed and hopefully viewed as, you know, something that's important and something that's a conversation that people need to be having about sort of again, mental illness, but also, yeah, just how that can affect people, and how I think that was the most challenging role I remember in that sense. Everything has its own challenges, but
Yeah.
yeah, I mean, I've had certain roles that require me to sort of put myself in an isolated and somewhat of a darker place, and I think that can be valuable at times, but you have to understand the limits of that as well.
Yeah, definitely. Have there been times in your career where you felt creatively or personally like stuck, and how did you work through these moments?
Yeah, definitely. I think for me, as I think a lot of younger actors also experience, you know, I was working as a child, and then when you go through puberty and you go through sort of adolescence, like that whole period of time, it's a huge change in your life and you're experiencing a lot of new things, but also there are different roles. Like you're falling into a different, you know, demographic. And because of that, you're going to be offered different roles and you're going to be up for different things. And that is a very challenging time for a lot of people. And it was definitely interesting for me. I went from being very, very busy when I was younger to having a lot more time and not filming things nearly as frequently. And some of that came from being in a different part of my career where I was able to sort of be a little bit more picky with the roles that I was choosing and being able to sort of shape the career that I want. But also some of that comes from there's a different availability of roles for someone at 14 or 15. And then as you get older, it becomes a little bit more easy again because you're over 18 and you're able to work,
Yeah.
you know, sort of as an adult, which changes things as well.
WDIY presents a selection of award-winning podcasts that air weeknights from 6 to 7 p.m. Listen to important conversations regarding art, science, business, health, and more here in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Check our website for new topics and archived programs. WDIY podcasts are on 88.1 FM, streaming at wdiy.org, on the app, or wherever you get your podcasts. WDIY has been broadcasting since 1995.
This is Mayor Ken Smith. Congratulations to WDIY for signing on the air.
We're with Commissioner Frank Donches of the Bethlehem Police Department.
We welcome Dr. John of the Blend today.
Bob Durow composed, conducted, and played much of the Schoolhouse Rock music.
Three is a magic number.
Stepping the antidote to violence is to speak up against it.
WDIY for 30 years.
Welcome to Yana LV, where we're on a mission to normalize mental health discussions and foster a supportive community. Yana stands for You Are Not Alone, and that's exactly what this show is all about. Today, we're thrilled to be joined by actor Oakes Fegley. So, how do you balance the public side of your life with your private, mental and emotional well-being? Are you willing to talk more about that?
Yeah, for sure. I think for me, it can be very challenging sometimes when you're traveling for work. I was filming in Chicago for about 6 months earlier this year, and that's a long time. It's a long time to sort of be in a different place that you're maybe not used to, and you have to sort of be able to fully move to a new place and meet new people and be experiencing a lot of new things. And I'm still, young, so it brings its own challenges as well. But yeah, I mean, I think that can be really difficult. Yeah, and I think that brings with it a lot of sort of, my own anxieties about moving to a new place and having to still keep up with everything. And now I'm 20, turning 21 soon, and there's a lot more on my plate in some ways, and there's a lot more time commitment that comes when you are working. You're able to work, longer days and things like that. So it can be a little bit more stressful for sure. And managing that anxiety is difficult. I think for a while I didn't recognize or realize that was a problem that I had, or something that I had to work through, not necessarily a problem. But yeah, I think recognizing that and then being able to work with people to help you with that makes it a lot easier and makes it a lot more manageable to be managing it not alone. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like that's kind of a little bit of how I felt going to college. So I'm in my first year at the University of Virginia, and honestly, I feel like I'm a social person, but I did find, difficult moments adjusting to a whole new place. It was kind of hard finding people. It's easy to talk to people, but find people I really like and I could tell value me for me, if that makes sense. And so I feel moving to a place, a new place, even if it's a new house in the same area, I feel like I had my own anxieties about that, how I'm gonna adjust, to this new environment for sure. I feel like for college, I would always call my mom and dad every single day that I've been here. I call them every day for an hour. And I feel like that's kind of my person that I talk to. I know how you said having a person is so important to make sure you aren't alone. And even though they're not physically here and they're miles away, I feel like even that, I feel like that phone call, it just makes me feel so much more okay, you know what? I'm young. It's okay. I'm still adjusting. I'm gonna find my people,
Course.
So
And it takes time, right? It doesn't happen overnight. And it can be like a serious process.
Yeah,
And
definitely.
sometimes there's more difficult parts to that. And sometimes, it seems like everything's gonna be fine, and you just have to push through. I had the same experiences. I think it's a just shared experience going to college and having that sort of change.
So, how has your understanding of mental health evolved as you've grown both personally and professionally?
I think, yeah, I mean, I've definitely had it's somewhat of a change of heart. I never was somebody who really looked down upon therapy or was completely disconnected from, thinking about my mental health or things like that. I think I have a lot of that credit to my parents and my family. I think they did a good job instilling in me and my siblings that that was important and that was going to be challenging. Both of my parents have dealt with their own struggles and have been open to share that to us, especially as we were growing up. And I think that's also a valuable thing, that sort of transparency. And so I had always thought about it, but I had never really, worried about myself too much. But as I got older, especially as I think mainly when I moved to college, I started to experience a lot more like personal anxiety and sort of had to figure out what that looks like for me and how to manage that and build new strategies to deal with that. And I think, you know, that's an important thing to do, and it's an important thing for everybody to individually kind of find what works for them, because it's not universal, and everybody has individual struggles. And yeah, you know, I think it's that's sort of more the personal side. And then on the professional side, like learning where to sort of what you're able to accomplish and what you're not, and being honest with yourself about, you know, if you're feeling too stressed out, like maybe you need to communicate that. Maybe you need to talk to the people around you who can at least understand that maybe you're going through something, and or whatever it might be. I think that communication can be really important. And it's hard and it's scary for a lot of people to communicate those problems. But I think that's an important thing for people to learn, and for people to also be receptive of, because it's a give and a take. I mean, you know, as much as these are my problems, like everybody out there is also dealing with their own things. So to be aware and understanding of that too, I think is also part of that.
Yeah. I think that is so true. How every person, you know, even if they maybe have the same kind of struggle, like if, you know, they're having test anxiety, it's, you know, it doesn't mean that they're going to like be able to process it and really cope with it in the same exact way, like, or even just like having overall like social anxiety per se. Like, I feel like every person is exactly like, I think you said it so great, like how every person goes through different things, like even if it's the same thing, like goes like process it and copes like differently, if that makes sense. Like, you know, even if therapy doesn't work, if that's just like a conversation with a friend, like a personal friend, like instead of a professional, or like, you know, writing in a journal about, you know, this is how my day went, this is what I'm grateful for, that kind of thing. And it's so important too that like a person doesn't just, you know, even if they have the same struggle as someone else, that other person, you know, they're finding a way to get through it and this other person isn't. I feel like it's so important to like not give up, you know. It takes time, like you said, like it takes time to find ways, and it takes time to discover yourself, I would say.
Yeah, because like again, it's not like one size fits all. Like you have to sort of find what works for you and what will help you manage those problems, and also understand that you may have, you know, have more struggles than someone else, and that you may be dealing with something that's more severe than other people. And to be aware of that and to be able to communicate that, I think is also an important thing. And again, it can be really hard.
So if you could give advice to young actors or creatives just struggling with anxiety, self-doubt, or just anyone out there just like struggling with anxiety, self-doubt, or stress, like what would it be?
Yeah, I mean, I think the one thing I would also say is, you know, nobody's perfect. Like nobody has it figured out 100%, and it's always changing, and everybody's always changing and growing. And so, yeah, to remember that, like to remember that there's no such thing as perfection. I think, you know, people are always striving. I think that's something I've had difficulty with, is especially in something like an acting profession or performing art like that. I think striving for perfection is like is something that I've always aimed to do, and that will never happen. Every take that we record on set, you know, I'm always going to try to meet that, but it's never going to quite be exactly what I want it to be. And so to be aware of that and understanding of that, I think has been valuable for me. That comes down, that's a very specific example, but also that's the same concept I bring to like my mental health also. You know, I'm never going to be able to perfectly deal with anything or manage it 100%. You just have to kind of take it day by day and, you know, control the controllables, especially when you're in a profession where you don't have very much control, or it's not always up to you. I think that can be a really valuable thing.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you so much for sharing. That is all the time we have left for this episode. So thank you so much, Oaks Begley, for joining us this evening. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. You can find past episodes and other locally produced programs at wdiy.org, on the WDIY app, and on other major podcast platforms. I'm Bronna Breslin, and this is WDIY 88.1. We'll see you next time on Yana LB, and remember, you are not alone.